This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Migrants worried that it's going to get tougher to get into the U.S. have been rushing the border. Today, the U.S. is beginning to deny asylum to migrants who arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border without first applying online or seeking protection in a country they pass through. The AP's Sagar Magani.
At a migrant camp,
porque nadie quiere que lo regresen a su país.
The Ruiz family from El Salvador was waiting for an appointment to seek asylum, saying nobody wants to be sent home, so they'll follow the law. And have faith. Sagar Magani, Washington.
He's the front runner in the Republican race for the White House. And last night, things got heated when former President Trump appeared on a CNN town hall. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Held in early voting New Hampshire, it was a contentious back and forth. Trump continued to insist the 2020 election had been rigged, even though state and federal election officials, his own campaign and White House aides, and numerous courts have rejected his allegations. He also downplayed the violence on January 6, 2021, when his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. The event came a day after a New York jury found the former president liable for sexually abusing a woman, columnist E. Jean Carroll, in 1996. Asked about the case, Trump claimed his poll numbers had gone up and repeated his claim to have never met her, though at least one photograph has surfaced showing them together. I'm Ben Thomas.
A 13-year-old shot it out with police during a chase through a residential neighborhood in Lakeland, Florida, wounding one officer and ending up in the hospital after being shot himself, say authorities. Officers had been responding to reports of a drive-by shooting at a park. A van that was transporting oxygen tanks to a nearby medical facility exploded in Milan, Italy this morning. Everybody survived. This is AP News. Now to Netflix.
The real-life version of Netflix's The Queen's Gambit is being played out in Maine. The Netflix series is about a chess prodigy inspired by a janitor.
That was just them copying me.
David Bishop is a custodian and coach of the Reedsbrook Middle School and Weatherby Elementary School chess teams in Hamden, Maine. Both teams won their state chess tournaments and did well in a national tournament. Eli Marquis says he sees the Netflix connection. The character's coach is a janitor.
That's one similarity, but one difference is that he teaches many people, and I thought that was cool because we're a team.
Bishop notes that the Netflix chess coach is a janitor. He's a custodian.
Custodians, they open a locker if a kid needs it opened. They jumpstart a car if that's needed for any one of the parents. We set up for dances.
Bishop says they're just playing chess, but it's like a workout for the brain. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.